Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's welcome on Maria Martin.
Yes, Maria.
And say good morning.
Good morning,
thank you,
Maria.
And happy Thanksgiving and off the
compliment
rip.
Her. Compliment her on the nice picture she had on us.
Okay, well, I was getting to that.
Okay.
You've been pushing that picture on me. Last time you were talking about her, you giving her a hard time for eating a salad in front of you.
Yep.
That we ain't forgot about that.
Well,
I got your back, Maria, but he was up here talking about, she's sitting over there eating a salad. I ain't had nothing to eat all day.
You guys are so funny. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Glad to be on with you guys.
We don't need you to fuss and talk about you. We just keep going here. How was your Thanksgiving? I understand your mother's in town, and has she been enjoying her time with her daughter?
Yeah, my mom's here. It's been great to have her all week. I actually took the whole week off of work, so I'm taking a little bit of a break from my break to hang out with you guys this morning, which is awesome. We actually had an early Thanksgiving, which I think I'm going to start doing now. It was amazing. We had Thanksgiving dinner up in the mountains in Blue Ridge earlier this week with my husband's parents as well. And so last night was really chill. All we did was watch football, and there was no pressure of cooking and getting all that stuff together, so it was great.
Nice. She got it all figured out, man.
Yeah, but it was a little pressure, I guess, because her team was playing. You know what I mean? How did that?
If you want to talk about the Egg Bowl, we'll be here for the next couple of hours. I don't know if you guys have that kind of time.
What? All right. Let me just say this, and if you don't know, Maria is a proud alum of Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I started this last week. I didn't go to Ole Miss. I don't have a dog in a fight, but I'd like Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
Because he's interesting.
Yeah.
And if you can't be great, just be interesting. And he's been interesting. And when he's been interesting, he gets me to pull for him. And then he does something stupid that makes me jump off the bandwagon, which is what happened at the end of last week's game. They had a chance to win this game, remain 10, whatever it was, with one loss, and he blew the game. So I'm off it. Then you had yesterday, and I'll let you pick it up from here.
Maria. Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot going on around Ole Miss right now, and that's because of all the rumors with Lane Kiffin and being linked to Auburn. And ever since that started happening, they have been a totally different team, and that's been very evident by the last 2 weeks that Ole Miss has played. And, you know, whether Lane's going to admit it or not, it's a distraction for anybody. Kids have social media, and they see everything that people are saying. And he even kind of touched on that last night in his postgame. I watched it. But, yeah. That's Lane Kiffin for you. I mean, I really like how public he is. It's really refreshing because a lot of coaches aren't like that. So it's nice to have the banter with somebody on Twitter and social media, and he's super relevant, and that's the age of the kids that are playing football, too. They're all on social media. So I really actually enjoy that. However, you've got to back it up when you're going to be like that.
Thank you.
Yesterday was very embarrassing, and especially in the fourth quarter when you took those two timeouts, I was screaming at the top of my lungs. The onside kick was a little less offensive to me because it was pouring rain in Oxford, and everybody knows it's a little bit difficult to do an onside kick and be successful in the weather. So that didn't make me as angry as the two timeouts. But, you know, it is what it is. No, I was not one of the people throwing the cans on the field, you guys. I wouldn't have even done that had I been in the field. But
Wow. Still,
I mean, it's one of the better rivalries in college football. I covered the Iron Bowl for three straight seasons, and that thing is nuts. But the Egg Bowl, it's fantastic.
What about Lane Kiffin's call on the two-point conversion? Were you scream? I saw that. I said, no. But I don't.
Yeah, well. And the play was there. I mean, watch it again. The play was there. It was just poorly executed. And it's one of those things where it's high risk, high reward. So, you know, I was mad about it, but it was there. It's just Jackson Jackson messed that up a little bit, if you're asking me.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, spend the time on the Wait For It to Come hotline with Maria Martin. We haven't had to have her on with us in a while. So she is social, by the way. She is social. You can find her on Twitter at Rhea underscore Martin, at Rhea underscore Martin. Greg and I talked about, you know, this time of year and local TV and when you have to go out of town and travel. I know you guys are already set, you know, for Georgia and to go and cover whichever playoff they get into, whichever bowl game that is, and then to the championship game. But how much would a Falcons playoff run or getting to the playoffs kind of get in the mix with what you guys do?
That's a great question. We haven't.
I've been there, done it. Been there, done it. But I want to know how you go do it.
Yeah, well, I think the better thing is, you know, it's the Braves have really prepared us for whatever is going to happen, because usually when that's going on in October, we're in the thick of football season as well, right? I mean, the good news is we've got two people that can divide the travel. But again, like, we haven't had to prepare for the Falcons being in any kind of playoff scenario or even playoff conversation since I've been here. So this is all new to me. But, I think the Braves have really prepared us for this. And I being my previous job was in Alabama. I had to cover Alabama and Auburn, who are two typically very good teams. Auburn's had their struggles, obviously. We don't need to go into all of that. So that was always really crazy because we were having to divide two major programs. So I'm prepared. I'm ready for whatever happens. And hopefully we're talking about the Falcons in a playoff situation or a wild card, whatever it may be.
Well, listen, we're sitting here talking about the Falcons as we end November being relevant still. And that was something that wasn't a part of the conversation when we discussed this team early on. In fact, the last time we talked to you, as we sit here today on the 25th of November and you talk about this team or think about this team, what are your thoughts? And as far as, you know, the ball could have bounced a couple different ways and the record could be different positively and negatively, but where you sit right now, how you feel about this Falcons team and what's being done?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I love what they've been doing and I like how this team's evolved, and it's funny because I was literally just thinking about this the other day when I was watching them. You know, you look at the Rams game and the ball could have bounced a couple different ways and they could have won. I mean, they are so close to having a couple more wins on the board, and there were a few that were blowouts, no doubt, since he being the one at the top of my mind. But this team, what I've learned is that they're really scrappy. They've got a fight in them that I haven't seen in recent years with the Falcons, and they find ways to both win and lose, but they find ways to stay in ball games, which is really impressive. You know, at the beginning of the season, if you guys would have talked to me about this team, I would have told you there was no shot. And I think nobody really would have thought that this team would have been relevant at this point in the season. Everybody preseason didn't believe that they would even be in the conversation of being relevant, of being a playoff team. And we're looking at a team that somehow has found a way to put the guys that are on the roster together and make them play. And that, look, that's a credit to Arthur Smith. He's relatively new now with the franchise, but still, he has found a way to make these players play for him, and that's a huge credit to him. Whether you like how he delivers his press conferences or not, he's done a really good job of getting these guys to play well and especially be in games where people have thought that they didn't have a chance.
Yeah, Maria, I was going to ask you just about the fact that he, you know, is saying, like, the quarterback you see is the quarterback you got. And everybody's screaming, wanting to see the backup. You know, the backup is the most popular guy in the building on some Sundays, but thoughts about he's, you know, we stuck with him, and we've seen good and we've seen bad in the middle, but overall, you know, he's doing things to give you a chance to win, and I think that's what you want with this team.
Yeah, I've been really honest about my feelings about Marcus Mariota. He's a great dude. I love being around him every week. He's a super awesome person. However, I do think that he struggles a lot any given Sunday, and I understand the reason to stay with him, especially when you're in a playoff hunt. This isn't like a team that's experimenting every week. I mean, this is a team who's right there in it. And to make a change with a rookie quarterback who still has not had a snap in the regular season, that's a big risk. And Desmond Ridder still is really young, and we don't really know a whole lot about what he would even look like, to be honest. I know it's the popular thing to want him to get in there when Marcus is struggling, but to ride with a quarterback who does have a lot of reps and a lot of snaps in the NFL is super important right now, because like he says, this is who they have, and this is who they have to work with right now. Marcus Mariota is not going to be the future of this franchise. So I understand the frustrations with him. Trust me, I'm one of those people screaming internally. Obviously, I can't do that in the press box, but internally, I get so frustrated when I'm watching him every Sunday. He makes a lot of boneheaded plays. But he does a lot of really positive things, too, and extending plays and extending drives when he's doing well. That's something that I think Arthur Smith has seen each week and has been able to stay with. I don't know that Desmond Ridder is a better option. And you, I mean, perfect example is Taylor Heinicke, who the Falcons are playing this week, right? This team has found a new spark and a new quarterback. I don't know that that would happen with Desmond Ridder. So I think staying with Marcus Mariota is the smart play here, the safe play here. Especially when they're, like I said, in the middle of a playoff conversation.
You know, Maria, you brought up Washington and Heinicke and the Falcons' next opponent, and I was thinking about this. In our lifetime, and I include you, Sam, and me in this, so in our lifetime, the closest thing I can think of what's going on up there in D.C. is when Doc Rivers was coaching the Clippers and going through that whole Donald Sterling thing, and they were trying to continue to stay relevant. And with that being said, these guys are sitting, meaning the what are they, the Commodores, the Commanders? These guys are sitting at a 6-5 record and making noise in a way that you would not expect from a team that has all this other craziness going on the periphery. When you give thought to this Washington team, knowing what you know about everything in the surroundings, and what are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's funny. You said 6-5. That would be a team that would lead the NFC South right now.
Yes, it would.
It's just funny how each division works, you know. My thoughts are good for Taylor Heinicke. Seriously. I mean, he's a local guy around here. Went to Collins Hill High School. He's waited his turn. And I think if you saw the postgame press conference, or not even press conference, he was on the field getting interviewed by Jen Hale on Fox last week. He was really emotional. And I love to see that. I think I played it in every show that I had last week because this is a guy that's had to wait his turn, and he's a guy that's been patient, hasn't been relevant at all in the NFL, and now what, they've won 5 out of the last 6 or something like that. I mean, they're on fire. They're rallying around the spark, and sometimes that happens with the team whenever, like you said, you're trying to stay relevant, you're trying something new, and what do they have to lose? Taylor Heinicke, go in there, prove yourself. Carson Wentz is healthy. Who cares? Keep him in there. I think it's great. You know, this is a team that reminds me a little bit of the Falcons in the sense that they're really scrappy. And they haven't even had their best player on the field all season long. Who knows if we're going to see Chase Young on Sunday or not. But he is their best player, and I really do believe that. They haven't even had him as a factor on defense all year. So this is really interesting. And the fact that they've been able to block out everything, like you said, on the outside is really impressive. They've had so much stuff going on around the Commanders this year. And somehow, behind Taylor Heinicke, of all quarterbacks, they found a way to win. I think Sunday's going to be a really interesting matchup for the Falcons, and if you would have asked me that at the beginning of the year, I actually had the Commanders as an easy win circled for the Falcons before I knew anything about what this team is like now. Now I'm not so sure.
Yeah, yeah. And once again, another quarterback from the area they're going to face. They just faced one last week, and here's another one this week. Maria, we thank you for spending some time for disrupting your off time.
Yeah.
We're sorry we intruded
right
on your off
there.
Time. But we thank you for spending
some
time.
No, anytime you want to ask me to do anything, I am happy to do it. And anytime you want to talk football, except you got me going early on the Egg Bowl, so you know that's a little bit questionable.
That's Sam's fault. That's all I'm saying. We blaming him. Tell your mother, tell Dexter and anybody else, your husband, that we want to thank them for allowing you to get on and join us this morning. But you enjoy the rest of your weekend. And thank you, as always, Maria, for contributing to the show.
Thanks, Maria.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate you. And happy Thanksgiving to your families as well.
There you go. Maria Martin, 11 Alive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.